This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you had a great weekend. We certainly did. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Best and worst of the weekend. Tell us your best and your worst. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. March Madness, the brackets are out. And you can be part of the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. The challenge is powered by NetSuite. It's live right now at foxsportsradio.com. You can go there, get all the details, and you can be in the mix, the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Stephen A. Smith will join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Jay Billis will recap what happened yesterday and what he thinks will happen, at least during the first week of March Madness. We'll check in with the Steelers, who had a wonderful weekend as well. We say thank you to Keeper's Heart. We went up to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and had a wonderful time. It was Seton and Paulie and a couple of the backroom guys, P.A. Ray. Also, Dylan went up, and we had a great time. You know when you're getting older, when you see somebody younger at the end of the night going, hey, we're going to go out. We're going to stay out a little bit later. So Ray and Dylan stayed out a little bit later. It'd be like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and go, okay, we're going to wrap it up here. And then Dylan, in Dylan's voice, would be like, we're going to go out a little bit later. And I said, okay, just make sure you show up on Sunday morning because we will leave without you. No problem. I'll be here. So
I was actually the first one in the lobby.
He was. So Dylan looked homeless. And I go down there, and he's the first one there. And, you know, he had this shadowy figure look, you know, big winter coat on, trench coat on, had his hat on. And I think he just came in from the night to stay there on the couch. The woman who was at, the desk, the receptionist or the person who checks you in goes, are you staying in this hotel? And he didn't look like he stayed in any hotel, but wonderful time. Great people, big fans of the show, and thank you again to Keeper's Heart for a couple of nights, a couple of days where we had a lot of laughs, a lot of fun. Brian Nation, their master distiller, and Michael O'Shaughnessy, thank you for hosting us, and we hope to go back again. And I was the celebrity grand marshal.
Lovely.
Yes, and got to ride in the parade for, it only took about a half hour because we were in the front, but got to see a lot of people along the way. And Joe Mauer, the former Twins catcher, Hall of Famer, he gave us some Joe Mauer, like little baseballs.
Stress balls?
Stress balls. Thank you, Paul. And I had 700 stress balls to throw out. And my arm is killing me today. But I felt bad because I was trying to throw the stress balls to the people who were lined the street. And occasionally I'd have like an errant throw. You know, there'd be somebody who had, you know, DP Show swag on. I'd try to throw it to him and I'd put a little zip on it. Man, I picked off a couple of people there with this stress ball, so I do apologize after the fact. Yeah, see.
It's funny that you felt bad, because in the moment, you seemed to find it pretty hilarious. You seem to get a pretty big kick out of it in the moment.
Depending on who I hit.
You smoked a couple toddlers in the St. Paul area.
I don't think 9-year-olds
in the front row.
Yeah, well, they had it coming.
A little cheese.
Yeah.
Head on a swivel, kid.
Yeah, yeah. Get back. I told you to get back. All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming, and some surprises yesterday. Schools that punched their ticket to the big dance. And your number one seeds, UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. North Carolina didn't win its tournament. Purdue didn't win its tournament. Houston didn't win its tournament. UConn did. But these are the number one seeds. We'll talk to Jay Billis. He'll join us coming up next hour. This first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer, The Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Goodyear tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All righty, Seton, what's the poll question today?
Well, we could jump into Pittsburgh here for a minute.
Okay.
If you'd like.
All right.
They made some news this weekend.
Yep. They picked up Justin Fields. The Bears traded Justin Fields to the Steelers, a conditional draft pick. And could be as much as a fourth-round pick, right now sixth-round pick, depending on how much he plays. If he takes 50% of the snaps, then it goes up to a fourth-round pick. All right? So what's the question, Seton?
If you were the Steelers, who would you start? Is that even a question? That's Russell Wilson?
Yes. From what I'm told, he was guaranteed that he would be starting, or he was saying, look, I'll go to these teams. But I need to be assured that I'm going to start. If I'm going to take $1.2 million to go to your team, then I want to be guaranteed I'm going to start. Now, Mike Tomlin has already said to Justin Fields, hey, Russ is our starting quarterback. Let's get that out of the way in March so it's not something that lingers. Now, I'm going to start you, but that doesn't mean Russ can't play his way out of the lineup. I don't know if Justin Fields can play his way into the lineup prior to the start of the season, but it feels like Mike Tomlin... Let's get that nonsense out of here. Russ is our starter. Yes, Eden.
For a guy that it appeared not many teams were really interested in,
yeah.
As soon as Justin Fields goes to the Steelers for a sixth-round/fourth-round pick,
yeah.
All of a sudden, collectively, people were like, that's it? We would have taken him for that. All of a sudden, everybody wanted him.
And I have to say that Ryan Poles did right by Justin Fields, because I said, no, as a GM, you're not supposed to. You send him where you can get the best deal. Well, their reports, Ian Rappaport said that's not the case, that there are other team or teams that offered a better draft pick situation. I think the Eagles were offering more. And then Kenny Pickett didn't want to stay and back up Russell Wilson. He canceled an appointment where he's going to work out with the wide receivers. And I think the Steelers were like, see ya. And that Justin Fields wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. I think it's a great situation for Russ and Justin Fields. Absolutely. Mm. And I think it's great for Justin Fields. Now you go to a class organization that's not going to jerk you around. Maybe you have stability with Mike Tomlin, although I think he's in his last year of his contract, so that's tricky. But I think Justin Fields going from the Bears to the Steelers makes all the sense in the world. And Russell Wilson being there, Russ is going to say all the right things. I don't know if it's a case of I'm going to mentor you or just, hey, watch and learn by example. And I think Pittsburgh, although their odds didn't improve, I thought that was their Super Bowl odds did not improve when they got Russ. I don't know if they'll be a better team with Justin Fields instead of Russell Wilson if we get to that point. But, and Russ is pretty durable. So I don't know if Justin Fields is going to get playing time. Can you use him? Can you use him in certain situations? He's a great athlete. Can you put him out there and give yourself another threat? Do you bring him in at the goal line? I think there are a lot of options there. But I like what Pittsburgh did. I think it's great. What else, Seton?
Yeah, so what happened more with that trade? Did the Steelers just crush or did other teams fail?
Well, I think the Bears did right by Justin Fields by sending him to a place he wanted to go.
Is that the right thing to do for the Bears?
No. The right thing to do is to get the right draft pick or picks there. Not, hey, Justin, where do you want to go? If I'm the Steelers, okay, I got a little bit of leverage here. All right, he wants to go here, wants to play for Mike, and all right, sixth round pick. How's that? It feels like you could have had him. Anybody could have had him for a fourth or fifth round pick. I thought that all along, like, okay. And then nobody wanted him. And then we find out that there were a couple other teams interested in him as a backup quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
If I'm the Bears GM, I want to get as much as I can on this trade, but I also want to send him to the place where he can the least chance to haunt me down the line. And in short term, Steelers make sense because you would think Russell Wilson's a starter next year. Justin Fields can't hurt the Bears. But I would be nervous that Justin Fields someday takes over the Steelers and they do very well because the Steelers usually do very well or at least competitive. That would make me nervous that he's at a franchise where he could go far and I could look bad maybe 2-3 years down the road.
Depends on how good Caleb Williams looks.
Right.
But I keep saying that it felt like he was worth more than that, but that's all you were going to get. I wonder if Justin Fields said, I want to go to Minnesota. You got Sam Darnold there. I want to go to Minnesota. You're not going to send him to Minnesota. Not in the same division. That's not happening. So they were doing right by him. They sent him to Pittsburgh. I thought Philadelphia was the best destination for him because if Jalen Hurts gets hurt, then you're going to have somebody who can run the offense in a similar way. Phone calls are welcome. We'll settle on our poll question. Any other poll questions you're considering there, Steven?
Yeah, we could actually go with two. Who you got in the tournament? UConn, the other one seeds, or the field? Right now, UConn seems to be the overwhelming favorite
yes.
of the analysts.
Yes.
Then you also have these other one seeds that are super strong, and then you have the rest of the field.
No defending champ has advanced to the Sweet 16
Ooh.
Since Duke in 2016.
Ooh. Woo!
Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Women's number one seed, South Carolina, Iowa, USC, and Texas. I said that I was hoping that South Carolina LSU would rematch, and I wanted Iowa USC to play one another. And it looks like Iowa and LSU are on a collision course. They wanted to make sure that happened, and you don't have to wait that long because they're in the same bracket, and UCLA is in there as well. But Juju Watkins against Caitlin Clark would have been a lot of fun, USC versus Iowa. South Carolina is the overwhelming favorite to win the national championship. And looking at the number one seed, like I was surprised NC State played as well as they did to win their tournament. Purdue, I wasn't surprised that they didn't win their conference tournament. I never quite sure. It's weird having a team that's led by a big man as opposed to it's always about guard play in the NCAA tournament. That, you know, there's nobody like Zach Edey in college basketball. I just, until they show me, I'm going to be probably a naysayer with Purdue. Houston, I have no idea. I mean, there's some of these teams where you go, I have no idea. Like Kansas, I have no idea. UConn, I do know. I mean, that's a great team. And considering they lost a couple of starters last year, they're not your typical, we love to shoot the three. That's just both ends of the floor, they are really solid. And you got a good coach who's now becoming the face of college basketball. Is Danny Hurley going to have to kind of watch his language a little bit more? Because you're going to be the focal point. Like, you're the coach in college basketball right now. And if you listen to Danny, if you go courtside, woo.
And the faces that he makes, too. It's like, right now, it's hilarious. You just wonder at some point if it becomes less.
Yeah. You know, but how do you, it has to come from his dad, you know, the legendary coach, to say, you know, Danny, come on, got to be careful, watch your language here, because he's going to be the face when it comes to coaches in college basketball. Yeah, Paul?
I've always heard, and I think Mike Krzyzewski told us years ago, that he speaks differently during practice than he does in games. Like, he uses the language in practice, but when there's cameras on, he poo-poos it. He doesn't swear. I don't know if that could be done easily.
Well, I've been told how Coach K was in practice, and I'd be like, really? And I'd be like, yes. Yes. You know, Bob Knight was that way in practice. There's certain coaches that, you know, they would be pretty tough in practice, but they had to watch what they were saying because, you know, those microphones pick you up, or there's so much social media now, or we can read what your lips, what you're saying. I don't know if Danny is changing, but he gets fired up. He gets like, that's where you want to go, coach. Come on. Hey, coach, easy.
And it's sort of like a UConn thing, like where it's like, yeah, he's a lunatic, but he's our lunatic. Yeah. So we love him.
And he's winning, and he's acting like that. You know, he's possessed. Yes, Marv.
I worked a game doing audio, and you've seen those, like, in the huddle.
Yes.
And so I had the boom mic, and so he's going off on his team because they're not playing well. And so the guy, the director in my ear goes, well, I guess we can't use that.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
Imagine the next game Marv works and does that job. Danny Hurley's go yelling at his guys all of a sudden. Hey, isn't that Marvin from the UConn magazine?
Yeah. Yeah, Marvin was featured in UConn magazine. All right, let me take a break. Our treat with Stephen A. Smith joining us, Jay Billis a little bit later on, and we'll follow up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. How great was their weekend? Take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
Coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget,
you know
those
what?
Forget this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com, expresspros.com.
Stephen A. Smith,
The star of First Take also had a book, a New York Times bestseller, Straight Shooter, a memoir of Second Chances and First Take. And Stephen A. joining us on the program. Good to have you on.
The legend. It's been a long time, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Where would your shot rank among ESPN personalities? If we just had a shooting contest. So non
shooting contest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we're
really dodging that question, yeah, Dan. You hit him in a sensitive
once
area.
Once again, turn the tables on him, ask a tough question. Yes, Paul?
I'm surprised. Steven's not afraid to shoot, not afraid to talk about a shot.
Well, okay. We'll see if we can get him back. Dang. Yeah. Figured. Now, I know he played a little bit, and I remember we were, I think, in Boston, and he was shooting. He was out there on the court shooting.
How'd it look?
I like my chances.
But you're taking guys like J.J. Redick off the board.
Oh, yeah, I have to take the pros out of there. Yeah, absolutely. But there's a few of those professionals there. Redick would beat everybody there.
Right.
Because he could still be playing.
I remember.
You got me?
We got you now.
I'm back.
You're back.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. So I thought you were ducking the question, but.
No.
Okay. All right. So let me take the pros out of here. J.J. Redick and some of those guys. Where would you rank the ESPN power rankings of great shooters?
Where would I rank myself or you?
Oh, no. You don't have to rank me. I know where I am.
Okay, I'm saying I'm number one. I'm going to say I'm number one. Take the NBA players out there. I'm going to say I'm number one.
Okay. You think you're the best shooter in the building?
Yes, I do. I have no proof of this. No evidence of it whatsoever. But until further notice, I'm going to stick with that point.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm not surprised that you have that confidence, but there might be a couple of guys in the building that would reach out to me after this is over.
I haven't seen them, so that's the whole point. Until further evidence, I'm going with me.
Your first impressions of the tournament?
Well, listen, I think that UConn is clearly number one. No doubt about that. I've been more excited by the women's than the men's, to be quite honest with you. But I've looked at UConn. I've seen a couple of their games this year, particularly against Marquette. I saw them in the Big East tournament. You see what they bring to the table and what have you. You can't ignore them. They're the reigning defending national champions. This is what they bring to the table. I like Arizona a lot, though. I got to pay attention to them. There's some surprises that can sneak in or what have you, but I'm thinking UConn, and that's where I'm going with the men's right now. Even though I watched North Carolina, I was really high on them until they lost to NC State in the ACC title game. I didn't think they would lose that game, but they ended up losing that game. I thought Pittsburgh would do a better showing as well. I didn't see that happen. So I got to pay attention to that. UConn, to me, just seems to be like the team to be. And on the women's side, it's clearly South Carolina. I can't ignore what I'm seeing from Dawn Steele. Over the last 3 years, I think their record is like 101-3. They're like 66-1 over the last couple of years. And they have back-to-back undefeated regular season. So with the women's, it's definitely South Carolina. With the men's, I think it's UConn.
I had Coach K on last week. He's not in favor of expanding the tournament. Jim Boeheim, a couple of weeks prior to that, was on. He said, hey, I'd be in favor of 96 schools. Where do you stand on expansion, or do we have the right number of schools at 68?
I think it's about the right number. I think it's about the right number at 68. If you can't make the top 68, I know there's controversies from time to time, particularly that bottom portion of it all, but at the end of the day, you know, coming into the season, the 68 teams are going to make the tournament. You should be definitively one of those 68 teams, and if there's a question mark about it, then it's a question mark about you, and you can't make much of an argument.
I don't know if did you watch the ending of the Mavs yesterday with?
Yes, I did. Luka's three, Kyrie with the left-handed hook from 20 feet. It was spectacular.
Okay, is that a good shot to get? Like when you saw it leave his hand, did you go okay?
Well, I did because it's him, and when you watch him warm up. When you see some of the acrobatic things he's done over his career, Dan, it's not a surprise. You see what he brings to the table. You know that he's a magician offensively. There leaves some room to be desired defensively, and obviously he's got himself in the headlines for the wrong reasons over the years, but there's no debating his star power, his spectacular talent. And let's not forget he's a champion. He's a guy that was averaging 27 and 29 a game in a respective NBA championship series against the Golden State Warriors years ago when he was a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Of course, his famous three-point shot over Steph Curry to seal the deal and then overcome a 3-1 deficit to win the championship back in 2016. But in the end, when you look at Kyrie Irving and what he brings to the table, he's just a spectacular talent. And on that particular play, you know it's the last shot. Time is winding down. And Jokic had switched on him. Now, this is Kyrie, who's about 6'2 or so. You're going up against Jokic, who's 7 feet tall, and you're driving to your right, obviously, but time is running out, and you got to throw up a shot. And like Kyrie said, he practices that shot a lot more often than people realize. So I saw it leave his hand. I knew it was possible that it could go in because it's Kyrie Irving.
We're looking at what the Dream Team, the impact that it had on the world. If you look at these players, even this year's draft, I mean, it's really hard to find a lot of players who are playing college basketball who are going to be first-round draft picks. You know, your number one pick could be from France or Australia, but we now look back on what the Dream Team gave us. You know, they gave us Luka. They gave us the Joker. They gave us Giannis. Wembanyama, you know. So it's pretty amazing, but I'm wondering, is that where all the talent is going to be coming from in future years?
I wouldn't say all the talent, but the Europeans have definitely, staked the claim to the NBA. It is a new era. There's no doubt about it. When you see some of the great players emanating from Europe, the fact that they play the right way, you got a lot of guys in the States. They're about dunking. Obviously, Steph Curry comes along, so they're about the 3-point shot. The coaches certainly haven't helped because you even see people complaining about AAU. And that competition that exists there now more so than ever. Are the guys really being taught how to play the game of basketball? In Europe, you don't hear that very often. They're playing at a very young age. They're taught the fundamentals of the game. They know how to play, not just in terms of being spectacular individual players, but knowing how to play within the team concept a bit more than people want to give them credit for. And that's why you see whether it's their footwork, their hands, their basketball IQ, et cetera, whether it's Jokic, it's obviously Luka. You see Wembanyama coming over from France, even though he's 7'5", just the way that he plays and the talent that he has. There's a finesse to the game. There's an artistry to the game that we've underestimated for far too long. They seem to have taken hold with those guys, and they're showing up in the NBA, and they're playing lights out.
The Stephen A. Show is available on multiple times. You can hear it. It's iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. Give me a topic that you would talk about on your podcast that you wouldn't talk about on First Take.
First of all, politics, because I don't run from it. A lot of social issues, whatever the case may be, in terms of things that's going on just in out the streets of America. I'm living in New York City, even though I'm bi-coastal, most of my time is spent in New York City, Dan, and we got the National Guard in the subway. The National Guard is in the subway system for New York City. You've got just complete mayhem taking place in the streets of New York. I would touch on things like that. And then issue-related matters, whether it's in the world of sports or emanating beyond it, I don't run from any of that stuff. So again, sometimes you touch on sports every show because that's what people expect to hear from me. But I don't limit myself to the sports landscape. I definitely venture beyond those lines.
I was doing SportsCenter for 18 years, but I got to the point where I needed to do something different. Like I kind of mastered it, and I thought I was going through the motions. I'm wondering if you've gotten to that point, whether it's mentally, where it's like, okay, I got this. Now I need to challenge myself again. Are you anywhere near that point? I was 50 when I said it's time for me to leave and basically get my butt kicked and go out there and try to do something different.
Well, I'm doing that now. I get where you're coming from. I'm never tired of sports. It's never just a situation where it's like, okay, I've done this. I'm over it. It would be that way, however, if ESPN or anybody else would insist on me limiting myself to those parameters. If you don't allow me to extend beyond it, then you're absolutely right. I would feel that way. But because that's not the case with me at this particular point in time, then I do have a passion for everything because I understand that in the day and age, you're not just talking sports, you're actually a personality. And so because of that, they're talking about you just as much as they're talking about sports itself. The games, the athletes that play it, the coaches that coach it, the executives that oversee it and stuff like that. And when you recognize the fact that you've become a personality and that's something that's placed on your shoulders, then all of a sudden you treat it with the level of urgency that it deserves in terms of basically understanding what comes with it. Not to mention the fact people like yourself, Bermans and others, I work at ESPN. The bottom line is that I'm riding on y'all's shoulders, what y'all built. I never lose sight of that. And anybody that asked me that, you know, any coach you see from me would tell you that one of the greatest compliments I ever received in my career was when I was going from ESPN and I came back in 2011 and everybody was saying, hello, hello, hello. And then Boomer, Chris Berman, comes up to me and he shakes my hand and he says, welcome home. You should never left. And it meant the world to me coming from him, because people like him, yourself, Keith Olbermann, and so many others, Dickie V and everybody else, we're standing on y'all's shoulders. And so I'm very appreciative of that. And I have an obligation to go out there and give a best effort and perform to the best of my ability to make sure I uphold or uplift everything you guys have built. I never lose sight of that.
Last time a pro athlete got in your face?
Pro athlete got in my face. Well, it depends. I mean, Draymond got in my face a few times when he disagreed with something that I said, but it was all in fun because we've got a great relationship. Chris Paul didn't like something that I said a couple of years ago involving, or he didn't like the fact that I let Patrick Beverly say something that Patrick Beverly came on the air and said a couple of years back, and he said something. But in terms of guys really, really getting at me, I think the ugliest it had ever been was Glenn Big Dog Robinson. I mean, that was a really, really bad situation that I contributed to be quite honest with you, because I'm the professional in broadcasting and journalism and what have you, and I have an obligation to uphold myself to a certain standard, and I sort of let myself get in the weeds with that a little bit when I felt that he was trying to be intimidating or whatever. But that was many, many years ago. That's the most flagrant thing, because other people get in my face, they might complain about something, just want to talk to me. He and I, That was really, really different at that particular moment in time. That wasn't just about words. If we were alone in the streets or something, I would have got my butt whipped, because I would have got into a fight with a guy 6'9", over 220 and 230, because he definitely would have wanted to put his hands on me, and I definitely would not have ran.
All right, final 30 seconds of the game clock. You need a three to win. Game 7 NBA Finals. You can pick anybody in the history of the sport, but I am going to take Steph Curry out of this.
Okay.
Okay, so you can have anybody. It's a three.
Yeah.
Game Larry on the Bird. Line. Who are you taking?
Larry Bird. Easily. I mean, Steph Curry's the greatest shooter God ever created. We know that. Take him out of the equation. The Reggie Millers, the Allen Houstons of the world, the Ray Allens of the world, others. Ray Allen's right up there. But when I think about clutch, I need a three to win it, etc. I can't get past Larry Bird. Larry Bird, in that moment, with it on the line, a guy that firmly believes he'd probably be shocked if he missed, that guy's Larry Bird.
Great to catch up with you, as always. Thanks for joining us, and good luck there on First Take. We're kind of competing with each other, you know, like you're on, and then I'm on, and, you know.
I got you. Well, that means I lose, because you always win, buddy.
No.
It's always
good. How about we,
good to talk to
we
you.
Just call it a tie. Call it a tie.
All right. We can do that.
Thank you, Steve.
All the best to you, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
Stephen A., First Take, and also his bestseller. It's called Straight Shooter, Memoir of Second Chances and First Takes. You know, sometimes in TV it's hard, or radio, really in entertainment, trying to explain how something happens. Like Dickie V., you can't explain that. It just happened. John Madden just happened. Chris Berman just happened. Stephen A. just happened. Probably not what you would go, hey, here's my lineup. And then you would go, okay. And then you hear what your lineup has to say or how they say it. And that's what's unique. Stephen A.'s voice, Chris Berman's voice, Dickie V.'s voice, and John Madden's voice. Those are four that come to mind of, we're not afraid. And when Chris did this, when Chris started doing his nicknames, you know, there were people in management that pushed back on that. And then they realized how popular. There were people in the building with Dickie V. Was he too pro Duke Blue Devils? And did he play favorites? Did he get too big? He was bigger than the game. Like, you had these comments there. You know, when Stephen A. left, and then he came back, and then people wondered, okay, where are you going to put him? What's he going to do? And John Madden, who would have thought the coach was going to change the industry? But that's what happens sometimes. It's right in front of you. You don't even realize it. And you see that they're able to capture the audience. And that's what this is all about. You know, you want people, it's a supply and demand. At some point, you're not in demand, and then they move on from you. You want to have a shelf life there. But I think that that's been, it's unique. And ESPN is powerful. You know, it's not lost on me. You know, some of my popularity was certainly based off of ESPN and having that opportunity. Stephen A. worked elsewhere. He did Fox Sports Radio. He did the show before us. You know, so nobody was listening to that. Then he gets back on the platform. John Clayton, NFL insider. John got so much recognition for being on ESPN. Mel Kiper, ESPN can make you. They can make you. Yes, Marvin.
I remember we did a segment maybe a year or so ago about sports MVPs, like sports media MVPs.
Yeah.
And he was one of the guys that we talked about, like Charles Barkley, Dave Portnoy, Stephen A. Smith. Those guys are in that certain, wherever they are, they build the brand up tenfold.
Yeah, and you mentioned Barkley. You know, I knew he was charismatic, but wanting to do that on a nightly basis. And then he found, because he asked me about going to ESPN, and I said, you don't want to go there. It doesn't suit your personality. You're going to have to do radio hits, and then you got to be on this show and that show. You want one opportunity to say what you want to say. You don't want to keep saying it over and over. There were a couple of football analysts who asked about going to ESPN. And if I thought it was good for you, then I would tell them that, because it is still a great place to work. There are just certain personalities that it doesn't work there, because they are giving you an opinion and they want to give it to you one time. Instead of, I'm going to be on five shows, you know, each day. But I always tell, you know, some of the players who weren't stars, if you want, if you're available at ESPN, make yourself available. I said this to Mike Golic. I said it to Sean Salisbury. If you're there, and Mark Schlereth, if you're there every day, you're going to get reps, and then you're going to have a job. You can have a long career there. You know, the stars are going to go on and do other things, but you can be the everyday guy, and they prove to be everyday guys who then turn that into something larger. So, and, you know, Golic certainly did. And, you know, Sean is now successful in Houston. Schlereth has been doing football games for Fox for a long, long time. So sometimes understanding your role, because you can come in and be like, I'm a star. And like, no, the audience is going to decide if you're a star. Yeah, Paulie.
Chris Mortensen, who just passed away, when Seat and I were getting started at ESPN and Fritzy, Mort would be there all day, all through the weekends, and he'd walk, and us young guys who barely knew him, you'd ask him, pop in, he'd be like, sure thing. And he was always available, and look at the career he built off that.
Yes, and this is ESPN creating that. Peter Gammons, he was great columnist for the Boston Globe, but then he was on Baseball Tonight. It's just, it's a fascinating business. And you try to explain it to people, and even then, there's outliers where you go, how did that happen? That person's successful. I didn't see that happening. But you have to be willing to work. And Stephen A. is always working. All right, let me take a break. We got our play of the day up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race,
A young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
But inbound. Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win! Oh, my! A southpaw finish from Kyrie Irving! Just absurd! Unforgettable ingenuity from Kyrie Irving!
Mavericks have won five of their last six. They are in a three-way tie with Phoenix and Sacramento for the sixth and final guaranteed playoff spot in the West. That's courtesy of ABC. Play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Ask about the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Hankook tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We'll get some phone calls here. Early poll results there, Seton. What do we have?
Yeah, put up there who you got. UConn, the other one seeds, or the field. Right now, 60% have the field.
Mm-hmm.
26% going with UConn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because the one seed wins often, or a one seed, I should
yeah.
say, wins pretty often.
So that's the poll question, at least for the first hour. We'll talk to Jay Billis. He'll join us coming up in about a half hour from now. I have DraftKings MVP odds. Okay. Because I was curious with all the movement that's happened and right now where it stands, like Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, MVP odds, plus 12,000. That means that every other quarterback in the NFL has better odds than Russell Wilson. Caleb Williams has better odds. Anthony Richardson, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, Tua, C.J. Stroud, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, they all do. Better odds. You know who has better odds than Russell Wilson to win the MVP this year? Justin Fields.
Come on.
Justin Fields to win the MVP is the same as Caleb Williams at plus 5,000.
Who was just told he's going to be the backup.
Yes. Better MVP odds this year. Justin Fields plus 5,000. Russell Wilson plus 12,000.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. By the way, it's Patrick Mahomes, then Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. And then you have a group of plus 1,200. Justin Herbert, Brock Purdy, and Jordan Love all have the same MVP odds. And then it's C.J. Stroud, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts and Dak Prescott are at plus 1,500. Aaron Donald retired over the weekend, kind of quietly slipping away. He could have retired after the Super Bowl against the Bengals, and he could have had maybe the first ever career sack off because he had a sack of Joe Burrow. I don't know if that's an official term.
Sack off.
Yeah.
We've been saying it for a while.
Well, I don't know.
Never caught on.
Yeah.
They just began tracking it, though, in 19.
Yeah.
Because he broke through on that last play, and Burrow had people open.
Yes.
And Aaron Donald got a hold
of him. If Aaron Donald doesn't get there, Ja'Marr Chase catches a game-winning, Super Bowl-winning touchdown pass. But that would have been a sack-off. I don't know if we've ever had somebody else with a sack-off, certainly in the Super Bowl. But he did. Yeah, Paul.
Aaron Donald played 10 seasons. In 8 of those, he was first-team All-Pro. Almost nobody makes it as a rookie. So basically, he went 8 of 9 first-team All-Pro. Well, that's upper echelon. I'm looking back, and I found so there's some other people with 8 first-team All-Pros. Jerry Rice has 10, but Jerry Rice took 20 years. Mm-hmm. The only one better than Aaron Donald as far as percentage of first-team All-Pros is Jim Brown. Jim Brown went 8 for 9, the running back.
Mm.
And Aaron Donald otherwise is the best.
Yeah. Hall of Famer, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. But that's another one of those, how did everybody miss on him? Now, maybe we weren't watching a lot of Pitt college games, but still, you know, he was undersized. Like, it felt like, oh, he's 6 feet tall. You know, there were knocks on him. So everybody, it felt like, you know, missed on him, or there were a lot of teams that missed on him. I don't think people projected him to be this kind of player, anywhere near this kind of player, like Hall of Fame caliber. That's the beauty of the draft. That's the curse of the draft, where you're going, oh, my God, it was right in front of us. You know, Trey Lance traded for a 4th-round pick. Mac Jones traded for a 6th-round pick. Justin Fields traded for a 6th-round pick. Zach Wilson is not tradable. That's the 2021 quarterback class. It is officially, as Pro Football Talk said, a disaster. Imagine you're Zach Wilson, and they say, hey, if you want to seek a trade, like, what do? You go door to door. Who's there, honey? It's Zach Wilson again. No one's home. Just curious if you want to trade for me. He's going to have to try to sign on with somebody in the offseason. And that goes back to what Pittsburgh did. Because I think, let's say somebody gets injured during the season, and you have a chance to pick up Justin Fields from Pittsburgh. Let's say it's late in the summer, it's early in the season, and you have an opportunity to get a quarterback like that. You might be able to get a 2nd-round draft pick for Justin Fields. So I think what Pittsburgh did, it's a wise investment. I thought Philadelphia should have done the same. I think they may have offered more, but the fact that Pittsburgh said, you know, this is what we'll give you, and the Bears wanted to do right by him, and they did listen to him because he wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. And you know that Russ might only be there for a year. You might get that opportunity, and that could turn out to be a real steal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, steal. See what I did with that, Don?
Very clever.
Steal. Thank you. I don't know if it was clever. All right, we'll get phone calls coming up top of the hour, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Take advantage of Moonshine Madness. We have some available. It doesn't last long. Every person who places a tailgate order gets 50% off their next order at the merch store. You can shop at danpatrick.com, and then a code will be emailed within 48 hours of your tailgate purchase. I think we have our 4 best-selling moonshines available soon.
Yeah. Okay. We got 4 bangers.
All right. Jay Billis will join us. He'll help you fill out your brackets. You can be part of our bracket challenge, the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. It is brought to you by NetSuite. And it's live right now at foxsportsradio.com. We'll take a break. 1 hour in the books. 2 more to go. We'll check in with the Steelers in the final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.